Triathlete Damian Hill from Naknek is heading to the U.S. National Championships this weekend. The Hy-Vee 5150 Elite Cup Championship race will feature the world's top triathletes, including the medalists from the London Olympics. KDLG's Dave Benninger reports.
The Hy-Vee 5150 is an Olympic distance event featuring a 1.5K swim, 40K bike, and a 10K run. Earning a coveted spot in the elite race took not only the best season to date from the 6'2", 165-pound Bristol Bay native, but a big showing at back-to-back races in July.
If I went to two races in a row, one in Ontario and then road trip down to Ohio the next weekend, and I did really good in those races, then I would be able to go to the race. And then I ended up taking fourth place in Canada and fifth place in Columbus. And so I'm pretty sure I have like one of the last lot, kind of the red lantern of the dog racing, dog mushing.
Damian Hill is a professional triathlete and now lives in Portland with his wife. He displays a lot of humility, but don't let that fool you. He's ready to compete in the upcoming championship.
Well, seeing as I think I'm in 30th place right now, I think anything better than 30th place would be pretty good. But to keep my goal of being in the top 15 going, I'd like to be in 15th place.
And staying in the top 15 is what he has done so far this year. This is his fourth season as a pro triathlete, and he's been training himself. Though he trains hard, usually starting each day with a swim, followed by either a run or a bike, sometimes both, Hill says he's learned to listen to his body, that overtraining is worse than undertraining. That's led to a new focus this year.
A lot of eating and resting. Everybody can train really hard, but the people who recover the best usually do a little better with the hard training.
His mom, BJ Hill, says he was the kind of kid who really could never sit still, and that his four older brothers have a lot to do with his competitive drive. He spent his whole young life in Bush, Alaska, but didn't get into sports until college, and even then was thinking mostly amateur basketball. His mom remembers hearing about his first race.
He caught the bus and then ran to the starting line, and he had his long, baggy basketball-type shorts on, and people laughed at him because he looked like he should be playing basketball and not running a 5K race. That was his first race, and he took seventh place, and they didn't laugh at him anymore.
Hill is also a fourth-generation commercial fisherman who's been fishing his whole life. Seriously.
After he was born in May, I went commercial fishing in June, and we were living in a little tiny set net cabin down here on the beach.
But he realized that fishing and the intense summer training and diet of a professional triathlete weren't cohesive.
Right during my peak race season is right during the peak of the salmon run. I tried to go home and commercial fish a few summers ago, but, you know, 2 weeks on the boat eating Snickers and drinking Red Bull wasn't really good for the end of my season.
Budgets for many triathletes are tight. His mom says he lives like a Spartan. Thankfully, he's picked up some sponsorships, including from the Bristol Bay Borough and the Bristol Bay Native Corporation. Now Hill is able to train and compete mostly uninterrupted during the summer. And thanks to family and friends' support, he's not without some salmon.
I look forward to my packages, the smoked salmon. And yeah, salmon is just kind of it's what fuels me. My freezer is full of it right now. I just got stocked up.
The 29-year-old Damian Hill will be making what he calls the big push at this year's Hy-Vee 5150, which is scheduled to take place September 2nd in Des Moines, Iowa. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.